Now, the U.S. President Donald Trump has accused China of complicating Washington's relationship with North Korea.
China's having a very, very tough time. And I think that China makes it much more difficult in terms of our relationship with North Korea.
Trump said the U.S. is doing very well, in fact, with its diplomatic efforts to revitalize ties with North Korea. China rejects U.S. accusations. Beijing is derailing talks between Washington and Pyongyang. On Monday, the U.S. President canceled Secretary of State Mike Pompeo's planned visit to North Korea for what he called insufficient progress in denuclearization negotiations with Pyongyang. Following Trump's move, North Korea's state-controlled newspaper accused the U.S. of seeking to wage war on the North. And joining us now via phone out of Ontario, Canada, is Mr. Edward Corrigan, international human rights lawyer. Hello, Mr. Corrigan. Thanks for joining us back on the program. Sir, now, Donald Trump is obviously putting the blame on Beijing. Pyongyang, however, is putting the blame on Donald Trump, saying that he's been, you know, trying to engage with us with a thuggish mentality, where a gangster-like is the quote, a gangster-like mindset, giving nothing, expecting everything in return. So who's to blame here for the breakdown in talks?
I would say it's the United States. They're trying to disarm North Korea and at the same time waging sort of, you know, sanctions and acting like a bully to North Korea. While at the same time now they're trying, Trump always blames everybody else. It's never his fault or the United States' fault. But he's blaming China. At the same time, he's waging economic war with China, threatening tariffs and sanctions and all sorts of stuff, not only with regard to North Korea, but also with China's relations with Iran and other countries. So, you know, if your only tactic is, weapon is a hammer, you keep just bashing away at things. But you can't bully, China. You can't bully Russia, which is right there. And let's face it, North Korea is literally at the back door of China and Russia. And, Donald Trump thinks he can just get away and do anything he wants, which, of course, is not the case. The world, even Britain, the United European Union, numerous other countries are standing up to Trump and looking for ways to avoid entanglements with the U.S. and looking at ways of paying for oil and stuff without using U.S. currency. So these are all things that are occurring, and Donald Trump has he's got blinders on. He just sees what he wants.
And that's the thing, Mr. Corrigan.
Trying to force other people.
Right, and why would you, why would you impose these massive tariffs on Beijing when you're trying to get it to help you, the military program of its nuclear neighbor?
Well, he's trying to bash, China and to force it to do its will. When you're trying to force, any individual, usually there's pushback. When you're trying to force a country like China, which arguably has the greatest economy in the world and is, population over a billion and, has a long 5,000-year history of independence and being, a powerful state that's proud of its independence, it doesn't make any sense. Trump, I think, is trying to escalate this and trying to force China to bow to its wishes and to force North Korea to defend itself. But North Korea is very much aware that when Iraq disarmed itself and dropped all its nuclear programs and everything, the United States went in and destroyed it and destroyed the country, killed over a million Iraqis, and ended up having, Saddam Hussein, executed in essentially with a kangaroo court. Saddam was no saint. Then the same thing in Libya, where the Americans went in, with their allies actually, went in and destroyed Libya. So they, instead of the Libyan resources being used for the Libyan people, they're now controlled by multinational corporations and are enriching the shareholders, largely in the United States and Europe. Which is crazy way of thinking. It's, the Americans say we own all the resources, we can do whatever we want, and we're not going to allow countries to use those resources for the benefit of their own people. And North Korea is vulnerable, but, Russia and China are not going to simply allow the United States to push around a country that literally is on their doorstep. And Donald Trump seems to be oblivious to this, and he thinks he's a kid in a schoolyard who can bully all the other kids and bully all the other countries around. But, of course, he's finding out that there's a lot of great deal of resistance to this type of tactic. And, you know, I wonder how Donald Trump would react if Chinese troops or Russian troops showed up in, you know, in Ontario on the border and was dictating and trying to, you know, push Canada around. Or the same thing with Mexico. The Americans would just, you know, would go crazy with this, but they don't see the same, you know, problem with their pushing things, you know, in the front doorstep of Russia on Eastern Europe and in China and Russia and North Korea.
We're out of time there, Mr. Corrigan. I want to thank you for joining us back on the program out of Ontario, Canada, via telephone, Mr. Edward Corrigan, international human rights lawyer.